Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, joining me on the line is Dr. Daniel Israel. He's a GP, he's a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at the Medical Center in Johannesburg. And I believe that there are increased number of COVID-19 cases. Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Nice to talk to you.
Lovely to speak to you too. Can I ask you please to speak up? Daniel, yeah, are we seeing a second wave? Is this the second wave that we're seeing?
It's too early to say that, but we can say that certainly on a very small scale, we are seeing increased cases. In that, even if you take a small group of general practitioners, where we weren't seeing cases perhaps a couple of weeks ago, we have had some this week. We actually did a survey amongst about 80 general practitioners took part last week, and about two-thirds of them had said they'd seen none. And we're about to have that survey again this week, and we're expecting to see more. So the fear is there, yeah, but we will see in the data in the days to come.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I went to go and get some food this morning, and I'm standing in the store, and an elderly woman, she must be in her late 70s, early 80s, walks into the store, no mask, nothing. And, you know, the store proprietor actually went up to her and said, you know, where's your mask? So, oh, well, you know, I never go out. Yes, but when you're going out, you're not wearing a mask. And I think that it's quite challenging because the government, the government has made these concessions. This business can open and gyms can open and that can open. But just because they can open doesn't mean that we should be frequenting them. What's your
Absolutely.
Thoughts on that?
And there's certainly a perception out there that because we've gone from lockdown 5 to 4 to 3 now to 1, and that, as you say, these concessions are out there and that society's opened up, that corona's over. And if you think about this from a pure logical perspective, there's no immunity in the community. So it's not that we've all had a vaccine or most people have already had corona and they've immune. Yeah. So and there are still active cases. I mean, we know of the active cases. So therefore, we are as vulnerable to coronavirus as we were 2 or 3 months ago. And I've seen firsthand, both in my practice and just in the community, that, you know, people are tired, and the approach is, well, since we're now on level one and that's summer and it's over, you know, let's move on. And we've seen what's happened in Israel, for example. So it is certainly a big concern that, especially over the school holiday period and high holiday Sukkot period, that we will unfortunately have an increase in cases.
In fact,
we've already seen the cases that I am talking about. I've seen in my own practice, and we've seen with the Hatzolah active cases on the program at the moment, where we're having families who are positive at the moment, which implies that even if they're families who don't live together, that they're spending time together, not wearing masks. And, you know, you just need one person in each family becomes positive, and we have a whole lot of extra cases again.
Yeah, well, Rosh Hashanah, you know, you get together for a meal. Okay, you have to take off your mask to eat.
Exactly. So, eating is one of the biggest challenges. But, you know, so just to be clear, though, I'm not advocating not spending time together. I think that one has to say these things with sensitivity.
Sure.
Because if we tell everybody that forever you must just stay locked up until corona's gone, no one's going to do that anyway. Yeah. But I do think that what's really important is to just keep the basic principles going. So if on Sukkot there's a family that's decided that they've been safe and so has their mildly extended family and they're going to be together, it needs to be masks, social distancing, lots of ventilation. And it can't be, you know, once you're at it, we might as well just forget the whole thing, because that is how corona sort of, you know, the spikes right up again.
100%. Dr. Israel, Dr. Daniel Israel, thank you so much for your time. And
Always
we'll chat
pleasure.
To you tomorrow. I won't, but Simon will. So thank you so much for your time. You too. God bless.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
That's Dr. Daniel Israel.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.